This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Everything will be better in Chicago. But it's braver to stay, even braver to go. Wherever she goes, I go. Everything will be better in Chicago.
And the doctor says, no, I said your wife had acute angina. Oh, hello. Welcome to the programme. This time I'm in Chicago. I'm in the House of Blues, continuing Elbow's tour of the States. We've been to New York and Toronto since we last spoke, you and I. And I'm now in the dressing room. You'll probably hub up in the background throughout the first half of this programme. With us being in Chicago, I'm going to choose a load of bands that are from Chicago. That was Chicago by Tom Waits, that opening tune. I've got new music from Rodrigo y Gabriela. And in the second half of the programme, we're moving to Minneapolis. And I'll be playing music from Minneapolisians. I'm not sure that's actually a word. The Beckopedia will, of course, be dropping by, and I'll be peppering the whole programme with the usual lies and nonsense. I am Guy Garvey. This could be my finest hour. Here's Rodrigo y Gabriela, as promised, with Torito, Animals and Nature. If you don't know about these two, let me just paint a little picture for you. They're a very good-looking long-term couple from Mexico, a man and a woman, and their fierce love of each other, of flamenco and of metal shredding style guitar results in this wonderful concoction. Happy Sunday, y'all. And the doctor says, no, 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 I said your wife had acute angina. Elbow's crew obviously have no sense of humour. They're busy at work. Our lighting director, Kate, is focusing lights. Our sound engineer, Danny, is getting to grips with his desk. There won't be any noise for about an hour because the rest of the crew is still unpacking equipment, the local crew helping out. And to describe where I'm sitting for you, I'm three stories up in a private box overlooking the House of Blues, Chicago, while Elbow's crew get ready for tonight. All around me are statues of Atlas in gold, lots of sort of bizarre mix of Hindu and Buddhist imagery, and then some really terrible Frida Kahlo-esque paintings, really bad examples of that kind of feminist surreal art. The whole thing's done out in gold, all these boxes are done out in gold, and yeah, that's where I'm going to make this particular portion of the show. You can hear Kate there giving directions to her assistant, where to point lights to make us look younger and thinner. And we're going to listen to one of Chicago's favourite daughters, Miss Patti Smith. I don't know if she'd approve of Miss, actually. Would it be Ms? Mrs? Who knows? The song's called Wing. It's a song for Guy recommendation from so long ago I haven't got the file. I haven't got the name of the person who recommended it on file. But it has enriched my life, this music. If you want to make a song for Guy recommendation, go to my page on the Six Music website, and there's a little tab that says Songs for Guy. Click on it, fill out the form, we'll find the tune if we like it, and we'll play it on the radio to everybody's benefit. Here is Patti Smith with Wing. We'll be right back. Can you hear my footsteps? On the creaking floor. That's because I've come up to the top tier. The top high balcony right at the back of the House of Blues, Chicago. I'm looking down, down, down to the stage below. I have one hand on my hip. I'm striding purposefully because I feel like the Phantom of the Opera or something. That was Patti Smith and Wing, a daughter of Chicago. And here's another guy. Eddie Vedder is also from Chicago. Big rock town. Let's see if we can find some similarities between attitudes and sounds and the vibrations of the music that comes out of this town. There is, of course, a history of blues here. There is a Dixieland, Chicago style is very, very famous. And the House of Blues itself was founded by some old blues dudes, I believe. I'll look into that. I'll find out how old this building is as well for you. Anyway, Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam did two beautiful songs with Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, the famous Qawwali singer who's now dead, actually. They were on the soundtrack to the film Dead Man Walking, directed by Tim Robbins and starring Susan Sarandon. And Tim Robbins' brother, whose name escapes me for the minute, put the soundtrack together. It's a wicked soundtrack. It's got Tom Waits on it, and it's got these two tunes from Eddie Vedder and Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. This is a beautiful song. It's called The Face of Love. And it makes me very happy within.
Oh, ba ba ma ga 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 ma ga ga sa ba ma ba ba ma ba ba ma ga ma ba da ni da ni da ni da ma ma ba ba ma ga ma ga ma ga 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 ma ga ga sa Regina kaisa yaar bina is duniya mein aaye ho to ek
Eddie Vedder and Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and The Face of Love.
Six Music. A classic line.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate.
Sung or spoken, let the wordsmiths come out and play.
Let us go through certain half-deserted streets, the muttering retreats of restless nights in one-night cheap hotels.
This week, we get closer to the beautiful power of the spoken word.
Here are we, in a bright and breathing world. Our origin, what matters it?
Join us, Radcliffe and McConey, on Wednesday as we'll be live from Hay on Wye.
With the broadcaster and author Kirsty Walk, comedian Marcus Brigstock,
the Literary Festival's founder Peter Florence, and a performance from Kerris Matthews.
Six Music at the Hay Festival.
Wednesday afternoon. From one
on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
I'm still hanging around in the rafters of the House of Blues, like the Phantom of the Opera, enjoying myself, haunting the joint. Yes, this next tune is another band from Chicago. I have only once in my life lined up outside a record shop, waiting for it to open so I could run in and buy a single by my favourite band. I was probably about 20 years of age, and it was the Smashing Pumpkins album Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. I loved the first album, Siamese Dreams, not the first album, the second album, Siamese Dreams, so much that I couldn't wait to hear more. They're a fantastic band. I want to play a couple of examples of their work that you might not be aware of. They're known for that very big, bold, clean rock that they what's the word? They kind of brought it into being in the 90s. They changed how rock sounds. They gave it a warmth and a depth and a polish with producer Butch Vig that lingered. It's still very much a part of rock, using parts of the speaker that rock didn't used to sonically. But yeah, they also do very gentle very well. This song's called Crush. It's from their first album, Gish, and it's a lovely, lovely thing. More music from Chicago, from the Smashing Pumpkins. Oh, by the way, they're my featured artist this week. Smashing Pumpkins and Crush from the album Gish. More from them later on in the programme. When Elbow were working in Los Angeles many years ago with a producer called Tom Rothrock, who's a lovely man, he confided in the rest of the band after finding out that we were huge Pumpkins fans. He said, "I'm really good friends with Jimmy Chamberlain, the drummer. Jimmy Chamberlain is one of the best drummers in the world. He's incredible. He's certainly one of Jupp, Elbow's drummer's heroes." And Tom invited Jimmy to come down to the studio and listen to our stuff, and he told him that he was a hero of Jupp's. So we all kept it from Jupp. We didn't tell him he was coming down. And we walked into the room together, and Jupp saw Jimmy Chamberlain sat in the studio chair, and he just crouched down against the wall with his head down, and he didn't lift his head till Jimmy Chamberlain asked to shake his hand, because he was just mortally awestruck. Never meet your heroes, they say, don't they? I'm going to play this tune by the Beatles, and then after the news, I'm going to play the song that inspired it. What about that? I just woke up with it in my head this morning.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Catherine Cracknell. Senior Lib Dems have rejected calls for their leader, Nick Clegg, to step down after the party lost more than 300 seats in the local elections in England. The party's former leader, Lord Ashdown, said getting rid of Mr. Clegg was positively the silliest idea he'd heard in his political career. But Sandra Gidley, a former Lib Dem MP, says it's time for a new face.
There seem to be attempts to say this is just the coalition and we did the right thing. Yes, we did do the right thing by going into the coalition. But the problem is that some of the downsides of that, broken promises on tuition fees, for example, heavily associated with Nick Clegg. Nick's got very low public standing.
The sheriff in the Californian city of Santa Barbara says many more people would have died in yesterday's gun and knife attack if police hadn't stopped the killer. Elliot Roger, a 22-year-old British-born student with a history of mental health problems, killed six people before he was found dead in his car. The outgoing deputy governor of the Bank of England, Charlie Bean, has said the base rate is likely to settle at about 3% in the next few years. He said there was a case for the bank to begin putting up interest rates sooner rather than later, so the rise could be gradual. Security has been stepped up at Jewish sites across Belgium as police search for a gunman who killed three people yesterday at the Jewish Museum in Brussels. Two of the victims were Israeli tourists, the third was French. Our correspondent Duncan Crawford is outside the museum.
Police are still trying to work out who the gunman is. Prosecutors saying that whoever carried out this attack probably acted alone. They're going to release CCTV footage from the cameras around here a little later on today, and they're calling for the public to help.
And the Pope has invited the Palestinian and Israeli presidents to visit him in the Vatican together to pray for peace. He made the offer as he celebrated Sunday Mass in Bethlehem. That's Six Music News. The next update is at 3:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Six Music.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter
and the antimatter.
Fascinating, eh? Did you know that Sun King by the Beatles was directly influenced by Fleetwood Mac's Albatross? George Harrison admitted it. You don't think of the Beatles being that heavily influenced, do you? Because they're such originators, but they were, of course, all music is. It's all reappropriation of somebody else's art. So I don't technically believe in copyright, even though it's very necessary in order to have a living. Anyway, enough of this. I'm going to play you a tune by Soundgarden. You might be surprised to find out that all of Elbow at one time were Soundgarden fans. We know every note and every beat to two of their major records, Super Unknown and Down on the Upside. This is from the latter. It's called Applebite. And Kim Tile from Soundgarden is another person from Chicago. Thank you. That was Soundgarden and Applebyte, their guitarist Kim Tile being from Chicago. If you missed the titles of any of the tunes on the programme, they're all listed on the website when the programme's finished. To remind you, I'm pre-recording this programme in Chicago where my band are playing tonight. It's a beautiful sunny day today. Since the last programme, we had an amazing gig in New York. The New York audience is, I have to say, is the most varied, wonderful, interested and vibrant audience in the world. Every sort of different kind of face on the earth turns up in New York, and they're just great. We also appeared on the Jimmy Fallon show. So on that particular day, we had to go to Fallon, sound check, go across town to where we were playing, sound check there, go back to Fallon, record our TV appearance, and then go and do a gig that night. And we were flying on empty, I have to say, because I planned to make some radio while I was in New York, but with a day like that, you can understand I really didn't have the time. So sorry about that. Maybe we'll get some New York next time through. Where are we? Oh yeah, Smashing Pumpkins are from Chicago, where we are right now. This song is from a collection called Pisces Iscariot, which is a B-sides collection, a Smashing Pumpkins B-side collection. It stands up as one of their best records, which is great, isn't it? That's what you want. Decent B-sides, to me, says great band. Anyway, this one is called Obscured, and it is so peaceful and beautiful, and for many of you, I think, a side of the Smashing Pumpkins that maybe you haven't heard before. Aching Romance from the Smashing Pumpkins, and that was Obscured. Once again, that's from a collection called Pisces Iscariot. You being a lover of music, I know you buy all your music. You don't do any of that streaming nonsense that's killing music, do you? Well, that's what you want to buy. Pisces Iscariot by my featured artist this week, the Smashing Pumpkins.
Six Music. Six Music Recommends is a new place where we can share more of the music that's either on the periphery of pop or could even be the future of it.
An hour of brand new music.
A window into our future obsessions.
We're a place for people to share and discover new music.
With Lauren Laverne, Marianne Hobbs, Tom Ravenscroft and myself, Steve Lamack.
Six Music Recommends.
There's so much music out there, you need a few people who can make sense of it and sort through it.
We're here to showcase the finest new music from every corner of our alternative world.
Beautiful music of every texture and genre.
Discovering new music, that's what it's all about.
Monday to Thursday nights from midnight.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Charlie Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Another daughter of Chicago now, in Nico Case. Famously Kurt Cobain's favourite singer. She's got a voice from hell. I absolutely love it. It's a room rattler, if you know what I mean. She's also a very pretty lady with red hair. Nico Case and Deep Red Bells.
To suffer long about you. Does your soul cast about like an old paper bag, past empty lots and early grass?
told you. Amazing voice. Nico Case, another Chicagoan. I think I'll go with Chicagoan. Maybe I should ask somebody. What's the word for a native Chicago person? What is it? Just finding out. Chicagoan. I was right. Smug mode. What? Chicago. The plural. Athena Karamitsos there, inventing words. Another member of Elbow's crew is Wayne Chappell. He's our drum tech and our very good friend. And hello, Wayne.
Hello, Guy.
He's got a lovely deep brown brogue. I was going to say, lovely voice. He's known as the Thin White Duke and also Purple Wayne on account of his favourite shade of gaffer tape. Wayne, tell us a little bit about what you do for Jupp.
I make sure his drums sound the way he wants them. We also create different textures for different songs that he'd like. Like, for example, for Real Life, we needed to put a tea towel over his snare drum. And this just gives it a different texture and dampens the head quite considerably. Yeah.
So you've made a special surface head that will give the exact right tone for the drum.
Yeah, it's basically a tea towel that I've put into a like a circle. It's like a dampening ring that you can purpose buy for a drum, and I just cut round it really, so it fits nice and snugly on the drum, and it looks great.
Let's just demonstrate this snare. I'm going to move the microphone away a little bit in case it's too loud for the mic. So this is the snare without the tea towel, and this is the snare with Wayne's specially modified tea towel ring.
Okay.
And that's exactly the sound that Jupp wants, you see. So the next time you hear the song Real Life by Elbow, you'll know that we can't possibly perform it live without the skills of Mr. Wayne Chappell.
That's very true indeed.
Would you like to recommend a song by a band from Chicago?
I would. I'd love. Can we have Pink and Sour by Caliphone, please, Guy?
For you, Wayne, anything.
Thank you.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Laura Veers and Sun is King. It's a beautiful number, that. I do love Laura's voice. I think it's affected. I mean, all singing voices are a little affected. I mean, more than normal. I think it's affected in a positive, dramatic way. She creates a character of her songs. And yeah, rather than it being in a duplicitous sort of pretentious way. I think, anyway, I like her vocal style. Before that, you heard Caliphone and Pink and Sour. Introduced by Elbow's drum technician Wayne Chapel, otherwise known, as I mentioned, as Purple Wayne, on account of his favourite colour of gaffer tape, and a very fitting nickname given that while you were listening to those last two songs, Elbow did their gig in Chicago, we've come to Minneapolis, and I'm sat in a hotel room looking at the Minneapolis skyline in, on a beautiful sunny afternoon, and tonight we're playing in the club where Purple Rain was filmed. Eh? I got there in the end. So yeah, we're in Prince country. We're going to hear from him now. Someone else who's very, very affected in a positive, dramatic way. This song in particular, it's called Condition of the Heart, and it's from Around the World in a Day, which if you don't own it, is a fabulous album. And weirdly enough, Prince was in Manchester last night. We're in Minneapolis, he's in Manchester. Got a little swap thing going on with a little fella. Here he is.
Thank you.
there, the Lord Mayor of this here city of Minneapolis. That was Prince with Condition of the Heart. A lot of those lyrics ring true. I think I can hear the lonely poet behind those words. But a fantastic, sunshiny, bubblegum, psychedelic record around the world in a day. I have to compliment Prince on his use of synthesizers on that record as well. It's a fine line for me between incredibly cheesy and remarkable and inventive where synthesizers are concerned, but he treads the line beautifully, as does John Grant, who's been on tour with the band. He's going to be my featured artist next week, and I'm going to try and get a little interview with John before we part company at the end of this tour. But yes, he's been using some remarkable synthesizers on this tour, so maybe I'll get him to play a little bit. That might be good radio. Talking of good radio, it's time to hear transatlantically from our mystery musical history girl, the Beckopedia. This is a cracker, by the way. I've had a sneak preview, and it's a real cracker. Now then.
Now then. Don't be scared, but I'm going to talk about the Swingle Singers. I know, many people immediately think of cheesy choral covers of pop songs, and there was a period of that. But they actually started out in 60s Paris as a vocal backing group working with the likes of Charles Aznavour and Edith Piaf. Then one day, as a sight reading exercise, the group sang through the well-tempered clavier and discovered a natural affinity for Bach. The album that they subsequently recorded as a present for family and friends was eventually released to an enraptured public, and they've been performing ever since. Of course, times and tastes change, and one by one the original members have left, but today's Swingle Singers combine classical music with wonderfully original takes on contemporary songs, and in recent years have even taken to staging flash mobs to the surprise and delight of the public. But for me, it will always come back to that original flash of inspiration, which made a group of backing vocalists pick up a 250-year-old score and start to sing. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
I really love that. The Swingle Singers and Sonata Number 3 in E by J.S. Bach. There's just something, I found that very, very cool in a kind of almost cheesy way. She was quite apologetic there, the Beckopedia, wasn't she, at the front? With no need, I found that spellbinding and lovely and very fitting for the kind of place in the world that I am. I'm in Minneapolis. It's Fargo country. Fargo's about, and I'm guessing now, I'll check it out, I think it's about 250 miles away from here. And I'm always in mind of that very super polite suburban attitude which the Coen brothers poke fun at in that film. That's the kind of country I'm in. And that kind of close harmony singing reminds me of that very sort of wholesome, innocent, apple pie, middle American sort of attitude. But that was just beautiful.
I'm Iggy Pop, the musician. Join me Sunday afternoons from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music. I've got to be honest about my record collection in terms of its cool and say that it is superseded by the cool of what I store the collection in. I keep the vinyl in a leopard skin trunk from Canal Street in New York. Everything else is housed in a beautiful George III secretary. It's important to house your beloved music somewhere special. On BBC Playlister, you can find all the records that I've pulled out for my show. You can rummage through the music I've played, and you can add them to your own playlists for safekeeping. To find out more, go to the Six Music website.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
This next tune's by The Cure. One of the greatest moments of my life was learning that Robert Smith was a fan of Elbow, because I absolutely adore his work. I think he's a singular lyricist, a real, real poet. Just check out the very dark, very sensual imagery in this one. This is The Cure's Lullaby. I think it's amazing. Quietly he laughs and shaking his head creeps closer now closer to the foot of the bed, and softer than shadow and quicker than flies. His arms are all around me and his tongue in my eyes. Whoa! That was The Cure's Lullaby. It genuinely sends shivers through me. It's amazing. Absolutely love that tune. I've got a really, really lovely piece of music for you now. The Wonderful Home Life, which is the brainchild of Paddy Steer, who's a friend of mine. I played a tune by him last week, and by coincidence, Danny Evans, who's Elbow's sound engineer, has been playing another Home Life tune in sound checks to suss out the sound equipment in different venues. A really beautiful thing. He was telling me all about it. I told you an untruth last week. I told you that it was Tony, who does a lot of work with Home Life, that was Paddy Steer's long-time pen friend. In actual fact, it was Farron Brooks, who was his long-term pen friend. They were at school together, and they used to write songs together. And then Farron went and to live somewhere really remote. I can't remember where he was in America, but he lived on an island in a log cabin that he built himself. But him and Paddy still sent cassettes transatlantically. They both had the same four-track cassette unit. And they carried on writing songs together, and they didn't see each other for 20 years until they got together to tour this song, among others. So on this tune, when it really is beautiful, there's Farron Brooks. He's the singer. The lyric on it is really touching and lovely and personal. Seeming Toe, the wonderful Seeming, is doing the background vocals, I suppose you'd call them, and Graham Massey of 808 State Fame is involved, Anthony Burnside, and C May, who's another friend of ours as well. Paddy himself on this tune, Paddy Steer, plays double bass. He programs it kalimba, stylophone, synth, pedal steel, zither and percussion. There you go, a multi-talented man is our Paddy. This beautiful thing is called Strangers, and have a listen to the lyric. It's really, really moving. Thank you. Time now for the news. Wasn't very good.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Harvey Cook. The sheriff in the Californian city where a 22-year-old British-born student killed six people has said there could have been more deaths if the police hadn't intervened when they did. Shortly before the attacks, Elliot Roger posted a video on YouTube expressing bitterness at his lack of popularity. Psychologist Professor Jamie Hacker-Hughes says that's typical of mass murderers. I'm sorry we can't bring you that. Senior Lib Dems have rejected calls for Nick Clegg to stand down as leader after the party lost more than 300 seats in the local elections in England. The Lib Dem president, Tim Farron, warned the party not to turn in on itself after two parliamentary candidates signed a petition calling for Mr. Clegg to quit. The former Lib Dem leader, Lord Ashdown, is now the party's election coordinator.
I think this is positively the silliest idea I have heard of in my political career. So we come up to the time when we've all been waiting for, with a real record in government under Nick's leadership, which we now want to sell to the British electorate in the context of the election, and we waste the summer and autumn in a completely unnecessary and was bound to be divisive leadership election.
The Israeli and Palestinian leaders have accepted an invitation from the Pope to go to the Vatican. The pontiff made the offer as he celebrated Mass in Bethlehem on a visit to the Middle East. The family of one of the men whose yacht capsized in the Atlantic 9 days ago have said they're trying to take comfort in the knowledge he was doing what he loved. 23-year-old James Mayle and three other men went missing on the way home from a regatta in Antigua. The outgoing Deputy Governor of the Bank of England, Charlie Bean, suggested the bank's base rate will settle at an average of 3%. In a BBC interview, he indicated that might happen between 2017 and 2019. And in Formula One, Nico Rosberg's won the Monaco Grand Prix after starting in pole. Lewis Hamilton was second. And that's the BBC News. I'm back with more at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
If you could have seen my face reflected off alone dinner plate, trying to erase what can't be erased. Wrong my phone, I would have said I hate being alone. Trying to drive by now,
Granddaddy and What Can't Be Erased. I play that tune because we have played the club we're playing tonight, the First Avenue Club, famously the set for the movie Purple Rain. The last time we were here was a long time ago, and we were supporting Granddaddy, who you just heard from. That tune's called What Can't Be Erased, and it's from the Through a Frosty Plate Glass EP. Yeah, it's not an album track, if you were looking for that. This next tune by David Sylvian is a favourite of mine and Pete Turner's. When we first moved in together, Pete and I used to live together. Pete, if you didn't know, is the bass player in Elbow. And yeah, we lived together, worked together, and we're in the band together and socialised together for 7 or 8 years. And quite often when we come home from the bar, or the bars, from the centre of town, we'd play each other music. And I remember dropping this one and Pete absolutely loving it. It's David Sylvian of Japan fame. It's called I Surrender. It's blissful, perfect Sunday afternoon music here on Six Music, the best radio station on earth.
Dead, embittered from the start. That night I crossed the bridge of sighs and I surrendered. I looked back and glimpsed the outline of a boy. His life of sorrows now collapsing into joy. Tonight the stars are all aligned and I surrender. Mother cries beneath the southern sky and I surrender. Recording angels and the poets of the night. Bring back the trophies of the battles that we've fired. Searchlights fill the open skies and I surrender. Surrender. traveled all this way for your embrace. Enraptured by the recognition on your face. Hold me now while my old love dies tonight and I surrender. Mother cries beneath the open skies and I surrender. An ancient evening just before the fall. The light in your eyes, the meaning of it all. Birds fly and fill the summer skies and I surrender. She throws the burning books into the sea. Confine the meaning of the word inside of me. It's alright, the stars are all aligned and I surrender. Mother cries beneath the moonlit skies and I surrender. To ashes in the hands, the disappearing world of footprints in the sand. Tell me now that this love will never die and I'll surrender. Mother cries beneath the open sky. We'll be right back.
David Sylvian and I Surrender. Absolutely love that tune. Let's have some more drama. We've been talking about drama. I was talking about Laura Veer's voice, and then we had that very melodramatic tune from the Sex Pixie himself, Prince. This is no less dramatic. I absolutely adore this tune. I've played it for you before, but I'm going to play it again because I can do what I want. I'm the chief of police. This is Milagres, which is Portuguese for miracles. And this song is called Glowing Mouth. I absolutely love it, particularly the keyboard work and the vocals. Okay, here we go. Sublime. Milagres and Glowing Mouth.
Six Music.
We were punk
and new wave.
We were loud, brash, and somewhat creative.
We were young and sexy.
Yeah.
Well, I've always felt that we just got lucky.
Maybe so.
Next Sunday, Six Music welcomes Blondie.
Hi, this is Debbie Harry.
And this is Chris Stein.
As Six Music marks four decades of Blondie,
we'll be playing a selection of some of our favorite records.
Slice of something from the brain of a New York punk.
Lately, I've had a passion for Latin music, so I'm going to play a bunch of Latin things. We also have some people you might have heard of, like the Ramones and the Velvet Underground and Jay-Z and Kanye.
Blondie with Debbie Harry and Chris Stein next Sunday afternoon from 4
on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
I'm looking down on Minneapolis, nearly forgot where I was there, and it's worth mentioning because they don't make an awful fuss of it, but in this particular part of the world, all the buildings, all the shopping malls and public buildings are linked by covered walkways. I don't know if you'd call them skywalks or just walkways, but all the buildings are linked because they have such harsh winters that they want people to be able to park their car and not have to actually go outdoors in order to use the city centre. So the whole place, I'm looking down on it now from my hotel window, is linked by these walkways. Do you know what? It'd make a really good video, accelerated footage of getting round Minneapolis by its walkways. Would it be a good video? I'm not really the filmmaker type. I should leave it to others, shouldn't I? Anyway, it's not snowing now. It's a beautiful, blistering, sunny day. I've got about 20 minutes before I have to go and sound check. I'm going to play you a couple more tunes in that time. This is Laura Groves. I'm staying in the Graves Hotel. That's why that happened. Laura Groves from the Thinking About Thinking EP. Laura, if you don't know, made an album under the name Blue Roses, which I was totally in love with. So in love with that every few weeks I'd check online and see if there's any news of her new Blue Roses record. And then I suddenly thought, what if she's not performing under that name anymore? I googled her real name, which is Laura Groves, and I found out that she had indeed put an EP out. It's a wonderful piece of work. The Thinking About Thinking EP, it's called. If you need convincing about how good the music is, just park, turn up your radio a little bit and float away on this beautiful song. Once more, it's Laura Groves, and the tune is Inky Sea.
Follow me on a river. It's sorry.
Wonderful, eh? Laura Groves and Inky Sea, a beautiful piece of music. I'm off to practice my licky fingers dance, you know the one Prince does when he sort of shuffles around like a penguin, licking his fingers and rubbing himself. I think I'm going to probably throw some of them shapes on stage tonight in honour of the venue. Thanks to Michelle, Peter, Beckopedia and everyone who sent in Song for Guy recommendations. I'll see you same time next week with another letter from America, although thinking about it, it'll probably be half in America and half back home, because I'll be travelling while making it. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington. Stay tuned to 6. It's the best station on earth. Take it away, Bill Evans. Everybody.